Welcome to Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson. It's the money show about you, your retirement, and the financial plan to get you where you want to be. Pete and John are co-owners of Beacon Capital Management, a financial advisory firm serving Middle Tennessee retirees and pre-retirees for over 18 years. They're the authors of four financial books, and you've seen them on Fox Business, CNBC, Forbes, Yahoo Finance, and News Channel 4. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies with Pete Benson and John Maxson, the show to help you retire well.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Beacon Retirement Strategies. My name is Ben Christie. I'm here with financial advisor and CEO of Beacon Capital Management, John Maxson. And as always, we're grateful that you've taken some time out of your weekend to spend with us as you run those errands or travel around town. Well, today we're talking about taxes. We're looking at four ways that taxes can wreck your retirement plan. Now, there's a lot of change that comes with retirement. There's more free time. There's time for new hobbies, more time for that pickleball that is so popular right now, time for travel, time with your grandkids. But unfortunately, one thing that doesn't change in retirement is taxes. So today we're narrowing in and we're looking at four specific ways that taxes, unfortunately, can throw that wrench in your retirement plans. But more importantly, John, we want to look at what you can do about it.
Well, that's exactly right. And you've got in 2025 right now, the Trump-era tax cuts are expiring. Look, whether you voted for him, love him, hate it, doesn't really matter. The bottom line is things like the IRS staffing up and tax rates that are very favorable now are expiring. Taxes, in fact, today are really low, Ben, to where they've been historically. A lot of people don't realize that.
That's right.
But they're very, very low. And they're projected to go up, regardless of who's in the Oval Office, just if nothing else by the sheer debt of that we have here in this country. But the bottom line is the IRS is staffing up. We've got a presidential election that right now there are low tax rates. They're expiring. Rising national debt. IRS is starting to staff up. There's been a little bit of hubbub back and forth on that. So what we tell folks that walk into our practice is you want to keep as much of your money working for you and your family. And the truth is that if you don't have a plan for this, it absolutely can be a train wreck for your retirement.
Absolutely. So the first of the four ways that taxes can wreck your retirement plan is through tax-deferred retirement accounts. Now, tax-deferred retirement accounts, these 401ks, 403b, IRA, these accounts, they are your friend, particularly during your working years, because as you put money into these accounts, and a lot of times your employer will put money in to match a certain amount, and so the money grows, but it grows tax-deferred, which again is a beautiful thing. So it can grow from say $500,000 while it's growing, and you don't pay taxes on that. It sounds really nice when it's going in. It seems like a really good thing. It's giving you a tax break in the immediate, and so you don't have to pay any taxes as it grows. But therein lies a bit of the problem, because what happens is eventually you're going to have to pull money out. And guess what? Now you have to pay taxes on the growth and not the beginning. John, this presents really an opportunity for folks.
Yeah, I'll tell you, it's kind of funny. Our country, unfortunately, is very divided. We are in a political year, but you want to unify this country, start talking about taxes.
Absolutely.
Because nobody that I've met, I don't know, maybe there's someone that's out there listening to us that you actually like paying taxes, but most people do not like paying taxes. So what can you do about these tax-deferred accounts? And we're not saying that you shouldn't have any tax-deferred accounts, but I think our industry, Ben, is we've conditioned and we've trained and we've educated people that tax deferral is tax savings.
Right.
It is in some regards in your working years, but it's really just tax deferral. It's just you're just deferring it to a later point in time. And so, a couple of things you can do are Roth IRAs or Roth 401ks if you're still working and that's part of your retirement plan. And in these, you're going to pay taxes up front, but all the growth is tax-free. I grew up on a farm, so the farming analogy that I use is, would you rather pay taxes on the seed or the harvest? Well, I'd rather pay taxes on the seed and be able to fully utilize the harvest. So again, not saying you shouldn't have any of these, but having a planning, looking at the opportunity is really important right now.
Well, you said it, John, there are opportunities out there, and we'll talk a little bit here in a bit more about some of the Roth opportunities that you have. And if you're just getting started at looking at some of those tax strategies that are available to you that could be advantageous for you, one thing we suggest is downloading a free guide that we've published a few years ago. It's called 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. Again, it's a free resource to you. Simply go to our website. That's beaconcm.com. That's beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com. And click in the top nav, helpful resources, and you can download that. I think it will be a great way to kind of continue this conversation for you. Well, if you're just joining us, welcome. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies here on Super Talk 99.7. I'm Ben Christie here with John Maxson. And today we're looking at 4 ways that taxes can wreck your retirement. Now, what is your view? And this is what a lot of this boils down to. What is your view when it comes to taxes? Do you think taxes are going to go up, or do you think taxes are going to go down? Like John mentioned earlier, the current landscape, in our opinion, is pointing toward one direction, and that's taxes going up. There's a rising national debt. This is a presidential election, so things are going to get heated, and taxes are usually talked about. These low tax rates that we have are set to expire in 2025 if nothing else happens. And then John mentioned the IRS is set to collect more than they ever have with all these staffing increases. The landscape is set to really set you up to dive in and make – you don't want to miss these opportunities. I guess that's what I'm trying to say, John. You don't want to miss the opportunities that you have now that could be very advantageous for a future payoff down the road.
Well, and that's – Roth IRAs and Roth 401ks are just part of the equation, but they are opportunities. If you're 59 and a half and you have one of these, you can withdraw both contributions and earnings without a penalty and without taxes as long as that Roth has been open for a 5-year time period. So again, these are just a couple of the ways, but some important ways.
So let me throw out this this example for you, John. So let's say someone comes in to meet with you, and this happens quite often, 65 years old, they've got $1 million in retirement, but the, let's say, 600,000 are in an IRA. So what are some questions or directions that you would give or ask this individual going into that?
Well, I would ask them, first and foremost, what's their current tax bracket? What's it going to be in retirement? And did they realize that the good news is they've got $1 million or 600,000
in this case, an IRA.
But that's the good news. Bad news, it's not all theirs. So, for example, if they're in a 20% tax bracket and they've got a $600,000 IRA, $120,000 of that amount doesn't belong to them. It may feel like it belongs to you because it's in your account, but as you use that, basically you're going to pay taxes. And so really what it sets up, Ben, is the importance that there is right now. There's never been a better time to actually set up tax planning. And I will tell you that if you have not done this, so many people think that they cannot do tax planning, especially when they're retired. Never been a better time to do tax planning than right now. And typically, it takes time to convert things over, 5 years, 10 years, sometimes more. But the key is getting started.
That's a good point. And John, you mentioned this. I want to revisit this real quick because the truth is all of us like to think of our retirement funds as our money. But that's not really reality, especially with these tax-deferred accounts, because a significant portion of retirement in these tax-deferred accounts is going to go back to the IRS. The government is going to get theirs. And so you could end up paying more tax in retirement when you look at taxes for money you've taken out of your IRA, your 401k, any of those other tax-deferred retirement accounts. And to kind of unfortunately make matters worse, this could happen as taxes look like they're going to go up. So it's kind of a double whammy on you. So, John, like you said, now is the time to look into seeing what strategies you can use to address some of this.
That's right. Now's the time to act. And we have what we call a tax savings analysis that we do here at Beacon Capital Management for you and your family. There's no charge or obligation. Now, this analysis is going to reveal the different tax saving strategies that are available to you. And you're going to be able to explore how you could avoid or reduce a hefty tax bill later on money that you've saved. It's going to put more money in your pocket.
Absolutely. And it could potentially save you thousands or even tens of thousands of dollars. So connect with us at 615-488-9303 to schedule your free tax savings analysis. Or text the word VISIT, V-I-S-I-T, to that same number, 615-488-9303, to schedule a complimentary visit, and we can walk through a tax savings analysis with you. Well, on today's show, we're talking about four ways taxes can wreck your retirement plan. What if I told you that there is a tax threat that could have major implications on how much taxes you're going to pay in retirement, and it could impact you, but there are steps that you can take to mitigate that? Here on Beacon Retirement Strategies with John Maxson and Ben Christie on Super Talk 99.7. This is Beacon Retirement Strategies, and if you're ready to retire with confidence, call right now, 615-488-9303. That's 615-488-9303. Cheers, and thanks for tuning in to Beacon Retirement Strategies on Super Talk 99.7. I'm Ben Christie here along with John Maxson, and today we're talking about taxes. In fact, we're looking at four ways that taxes can wreck your retirement plan. Number one way that we've covered in the first segment was by tax-deferred retirement accounts. It's not that they're necessarily bad. It's just that the benefits you realize during your working years can lead to larger tax bills in retirement because you're not paying taxes while that money grows. And that's where you want to consider looking at a Roth, Roth IRA, Roth 401k, maybe even talking to your advisor about the potential Roth conversions there. Well, number two on our list this morning of four ways taxes can wreck your retirement plan. And this particular item could impact many folks, and they may not even realize it until it comes tax time. And then they're going, whoa, what do you mean I have to pay on this? And by that, I mean taxes on Social Security benefits. John, this is a big one.
Yeah. Recently, we had someone who had started Social Security and could not believe that they got taxed on that part of their benefits. And if it's not being taxed, you're probably at a very low income rate or income for retirement. You know, if you take the total of your combined income, adjusted gross income plus your non-taxable interest plus half your Social Security benefits, that equals your combined income. So this can become more complicated.
Yeah.
And so you really need to understand what this is going to do. When you withdraw money from your retirement accounts, you are forced to withdraw money because of required minimum distributions if you're 73 years old and you have IRAs. Then you got to also factor in your Social Security income. Are you going to be in a higher income tax bracket based on this than what you were anticipating or expecting? And so you got to watch that income really, really closely. So it's a little bit of a complicated formula, as we've talked about. If that total of all that collectively together is above the IRS limit for your filing status, you can, in fact, expect to pay taxes on some portion of your Social Security benefits.
Yeah, it's one of those things you really want to make sure, John, to your point, tax planning needs to be done sooner than later, because this can creep up on you, and then you're wondering, why am I getting this hefty tax bill? So I want to look again at the Social Security benefits here. They are taxed based on IRS rules. This comes directly from SSA.gov, Social Security Administration.gov. So if you file a federal tax return as an individual and your combined income, like John was talking about, is between $25,000 and $34,000, you pay income tax on 50% of your benefits. So let's walk this through. So let's say you're getting $3,000 a month from Social Security, and $15,000 of that is going to be taxable. And of course, that's going to be at your ordinary income tax bracket. Now, let's say that you're filing as an individual and combined income is more than $34,000 annual. You're going to be paying up to 85% of benefits are going to be taxable, again, at that ordinary income tax bracket. So, again, same scenario, getting $3,000 in benefits, then around $2,700 of that is going to be taxable at your ordinary income tax bracket. So there are some tax implications here that you want to be aware of. Now, of course, that even changes if you're filing a joint return. It's going to be between $32,000 and $44,000. That's the 50% of benefits are taxable. And then anything over $44,000 income filing joint returned on that combined income, that's where 85% of those benefits are going to be taxed.
Yeah, that's true. And Social Security, you know, Ben, for many people, it's a little different, but it averages about 20 to 30% of your retirement income needs. And let's be honest, why does the government call it an entitlement program? Hey, folks, does it seem like it's an entitlement program to you? I mean, your entire working career, 6.2% of your income, and then your employer matched that 6.2 with another 6.2. So basically, 12.4% of your total income year over year, every year, was put into your Social Security with a promise that you would essentially have this pension. So Social Security is not an entitlement program. You need to utilize it to its fullest potential.
So Social Security benefits are taxed. We've talked about that. And that's just another one of the ways taxes can wreck your retirement if you are including tax planning in your retirement plan. Now, we recently picked up a few dozen copies of a book by one of our favorite IRA experts, Ed Slott. If you're not familiar with Ed Slott, Ed is a CPA, he's a tax advisor, and he wrote a book called The New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. Now, in it, he does a good job of breaking down some strategies on how to avoid these unnecessary taxes, is what he calls it. And we'd like to give a few copies of this book away today, but unfortunately, we have a limited number of books. So the first 10 people to reach out to us at 615-488-9303 and request a copy of The New Retirement Tax Savings Time Bomb by Ed Slott, we'll send you a copy for free. Again, the number 615-488-9303. Well, thanks for taking some time out of your weekend to spend with us here. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. I'm Ben Christie here with John Maxson, and today we're discussing four ways that taxes could wreck your retirement plan. And we're specifically talking about taxes on Social Security benefits right now. And another thing to consider here, John, is that if paying taxes on 50% of your Social Security or up to 85% of your Social Security benefits, that's just not a one-year occurrence, right? That's every year. So you start calculating that up, adding that over the course of, you know, your retirement lifespan, and it could be a big tax burden.
Yeah, it can be a really big tax burden, certainly bigger than what people think. So the question is, what can you do about Social Security to either reduce or substantially reduce your taxes? Is that possible? Well, there's a lot about Social Security to understand. And one of the first things that I would advise anyone is to diversify your retirement income with both taxable and non-taxable sources, which in turn for most people is going to lower your tax burden. Okay, and that's really what we want to focus on here. But that's just one thing. The bottom line is all of you can do that if you're putting into investments right now. We can show you how to diversify that retirement in the ways that are going to help potentially reduce that tax on your Social Security. And then there's Roth accounts. Again, we keep hammering this, but many folks here in Middle Tennessee area that we run into all the time really don't understand Roth and how they can get one and what the rules are about it. So it's very important to understand that.
That's right. And then the other thing we see, many folks, they just assume it's so complicated and that there really isn't anything that they can do about it. And that's where we want to make sure that you're hearing there's always things that you can do. There's always opportunities. So another thing you can take advantage of is a Social Security analysis report. And this simply will show you how you can maximize the Social Security benefits. It shows what the most advantageous point is in time for you and your family to take this Social Security.
Yep. And I go back, Ben, to one of the things we said earlier. If Social Security is going to account for 20 to 30% or more, or even if it's a little less of your retirement income, we want to make sure and you want to make sure you get the most out of that. You're missing an opportunity here if you haven't taken Social Security. Get the information to help you get the most out of Social Security. It's your money, and you're the one that's been the taxpayer for your entire life.
That's right. And so it's really money that you owe. If we can keep that from going to the IRS, that's what we want to do. It's not that we're trying to keep the government from getting theirs. The government's always going to get theirs. But you shouldn't have to pay unnecessary taxes, like Ed Slott says. So the Social Security analysis we're referring to, it's a great way to get started in learning some steps that you can take to avoid triggering a bigger tax burden in retirement than really you need. And we didn't get a chance to talk much about spousal benefits, but this free analysis will also show you how to avoid forfeiting those benefits as well. So contact us at 615-488-9303 and request your free customized Social Security analysis. Again, that number, 615-488-9303.
Well, folks, today we're discussing four ways taxes could wreck your retirement. Would you like to lower the taxes on your required minimum distributions? Well, those who are charitable may be able to give generously and get some tax breaks at the same time. We'll explain the details here on Beacon Retirement Strategies with John Maxson and Ben Christie on Supertalk 99.7.
Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Are you concerned about higher taxes taking a bite out of your retirement savings? Well, we've developed a great free resource titled The 4 Steps to Save on Taxes in Retirement. It's a free digital download, and it's available by calling 615-488-9303. Welcome back to Beacon Retirement Strategies on Super Talk 99.7. Ben Christie here with you along with John Maxson. Today we're talking about taxes. We're looking at 4 specific ways that taxes could wreck your retirement plan. Well, we're glad that you've decided to take a part of your day and join us as we talk about taxes. Today we've already talked about 2 different ways that taxes can take a bite out of your retirement. First way we talked about were obviously tax-deferred retirement plans. Again, not a bad thing, but you want to make sure that you're not overloading that, because it's so many folks feels like they come to us and they say, hey, I feel so good about retirement. I've got $1 million in my between my IRA and some other tax deferred accounts. And unfortunately, that money is not all theirs. The government is going to come in and take a lot of that, particularly when they're forced to take money out called RMDs when they turn 73. Of course, yep. The second way, taxes on Social Security benefits. Another big thing that unfortunately so many folks, I think, go into it and they don't realize, they don't realize that they're going to be taxed on those benefits. And then unfortunately, they don't realize the triggering effect it can have, even on increasing your Medicare premiums. There's a lot that goes into this. It is complicated, but it's not too complicated to understand, to work through this. Of course, the third way, John, and we mentioned this earlier, but that's taxes on RMDs, required minimum distributions. So, John, I guess just starting off, what is an RMD?
Well, it's a wake-up call for a lot of people.
That's
because
right, wake-up call.
Those deferred accounts, you feel like the government's doing a lot for you, and they are in some ways, and allow you to defer. But then you realize it used to be 7.5, then it was 72, now it's 73. The IRS is no longer a very good business partner, because they're only going to allow you to defer taxes on that money for so long. Your required minimum distribution is a calculation that you've got to start withdrawing at age 73 now on your traditional IRAs, simple IRAs, deferred accounts like this. And basically, that's for the rest of your life. And of course, when this money comes out, your business partner wants their part and taxes are due.
Yeah, your favorite uncle, he's going to dip into that cookie jar there. Now, RMDs are one of those things that can often get lost, get buried in the details when you're thinking about retirement. And all of a sudden, it's right around the corner, and you need to take and you're required to take money out of those tax-deferred accounts. And at that point, it's hard to put a strategy in place. This is another case where the sooner you can get started on a strategy, the better. Now, with required minimum distributions, like John said, they keep changing the age that you're required to take money out. It is now, as of this recording, it is now 73.
But who knows? That could change tomorrow. And it really is crazy that they keep changing it. I mean, you think it would be going down instead of up, but yeah, now it's 73. They changed it again. Used to be 70.5, then 72, now 73. And, you know, that can be good, but it can also be bad. Delaying and letting the tax burden build isn't always for the better if you don't take anything out of your IRAs for income or other things. So bottom line is, if you don't take it, there's significant penalties. But that's also changed recently. It used to be 50%. Now, if the account holder fails to take the required minimum distribution out annually, there can be a penalty. For every dollar not withdrawn, the IRS is going to charge a 25% penalty. So it's come down a little bit from 50, but 25% penalty on the amount of money that you should have taken out. So
yeah,
once you hit that age, you got to be very aware of that.
Well, let's just do a good job putting a strategy in place that we never have to worry about that, right? That's kind of where we want to go. Of course, this morning we're talking taxes. And I mean, the key theme here is trying to make sure that we're avoiding paying any unnecessary taxes. Now, we recently picked up a few dozen copies of one of our favorite books from a IRA expert Ed Slott. If you've never had a chance to, or you don't know who Ed Slott is, I recommend looking him up, looking at some of the stuff. Ed is a CPA, a tax advisor. He wrote a book called The New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. In this, he does a good job. He breaks down some strategies that help do exactly what we're talking about today, and that's avoiding unnecessary taxes. Of course, you can always pick up a copy of his book on Amazon, but we'd like to give a few copies away today. Unfortunately, we have a limited number, so the first 10 people to reach us this morning, 615-488-9303, will get a free copy. We'll send that to you. Again, that number is 615-488-9303, and just request a copy of The New Retirement Savings Time Bomb. Well, if you're running errands this morning and just tuning in to Beacon Retirement Strategies here on Super Talk 99.7, welcome to the show. We're so glad you're here. I'm Ben Christie along with John Maxson. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies again, and today we're discussing four ways that taxes could wreck your retirement. Now, we're talking about RMDs, required minimum distributions, and how these could really, they sneak up on you. In this case, they go into play when you turn 73, and these are going to impact you negatively, especially if you haven't put a plan together for how to handle the tax burden that comes with those. And John, doing nothing, unfortunately, that is a plan. It's just not typically the best plan, and especially when it comes to RMDs.
Yeah, that's right. It's not a good strategy, but pretending it doesn't exist is a plan. It really is. It's not a good one, but it's a plan. You're planning not the plan. So, you know, there are options available for these. QCDs, qualified charitable donations. You take your RMD, and let's say it's $20,000 and you're a charitable person. You don't need the money, or you don't need all the money, so you take $1,000 or $10,000 of it, and it goes directly from your IRA to the charity or the registered 501c3. You don't pay taxes on the portion that you send to them. It goes to the charity, so you get to reduce your taxes and help an amazing organization. So QCDs are an important role in what we're talking about, Ben.
Yeah, and can be a key strategy for you. We all want to be able to give, and so especially if you're already giving to charities, why not make this really work for you? We know several people that were already looking at giving or have been for years. And this allows them to really take some savings on their bottom line when it comes to taxes. And when we're talking taxes, again, a lot of this boils down to, what do you think is going to happen with taxes? Are they going up? Are they going down? Now, we've already mentioned that particularly in 2025, when the Trump tax cuts expire, we believe along with that, plus a growing national debt of $34 trillion, taxes really only have one direction they can go, and that's up. And so if you are sitting on some tax-deferred money and you're close to retirement or in retirement, guess what? You're going to be paying a big chunk. Big tax bill is coming. So the sooner that you can work out a strategy, do some tax planning, there are always opportunities. There's always some tax strategies that are going to be available to you, and now is the time to take advantage of that.
Yep, that's right. Now's the time, and if you don't plan for required minimum distributions, you could be forced potentially into a higher income tax bracket without even realizing it, which could cause you to pay higher Medicare premiums too. We haven't even talked about that, and taxes on more of your Social Security benefits along with other income. So it's kind of this compounding chain reaction.
Well, and John, we talked about this. Unfortunately, the rules for calculating your RMDs, they can be a bit complicated and confusing. You know, the amount of money you withdraw is based on a formula using your life expectancy, the previous year's account balance, your birthday, a couple other variables. Not impossible, but a little complicated, particularly if you're not someone that enjoys math. And if you miss an RMD withdrawal, or if you don't take that full required amount, you're hit with a tax fine, which is not good, especially when it's something that we can work with you to avoid.
Yeah, and the other thing about RMDs, Ben, is that you are, again, forced to withdraw this money from these accounts, these deferred accounts, IRAs, SEP IRAs, et cetera, whether the stock market is up or whether it's down, which could trigger higher taxes with investment income, Social Security benefits, and cause you to be selling when the market is down. You never want to be a forced seller in a down market.
No, and that's a good reminder, John. So if you have concerns about your own required minimum distributions, it's coming soon, you can see it, or you're going, hey, I want to go ahead and get a plan now. so that it doesn't catch me off guard, then we recommend you take time and schedule a complimentary RMD analysis. That's a required minimum distributions analysis.
Yeah, and this RMD analysis, Ben, is going to show these folks how the tax saving strategies that may be available to you that you don't know about for you and your family. Reach us at 615-488-9303 and schedule time for your complimentary required minimum distribution analysis. 615-488-9303.
Well, today we're discussing four ways taxes could wreak havoc on your retirement. Well, do you fully understand the latest capital gains tax rules? Did you know that there are some strategies to reduce this type of tax? We'll cover that here on Beacon Retirement Strategies with John Maxson and Ben Christie on Super Talk 99.7. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies, and when it comes to retirement, none of us want to retire and feel like we've missed something. If there's one thing we know, it's that retiring successfully never happens by accident. And that's why we developed the Retirement Income Planning Checklist. Get your free copy today by calling 615-488-9303. Hello again, and thanks for joining us for Beacon Retirement Strategies. My name is Ben Christie. I'm here with financial advisor, CEO, and co-founder of Beacon Capital Management, John Maxson. And as always, we're grateful that you're taking some time during your weekend to spend with us as you run those errands or travel around town. Well, today we're talking about a very important topic, taxes. And we're looking at four specific ways that taxes can wreck your retirement. Now, we've covered the first three already. First way was through these tax-deferred retirement accounts. Again, not a bad strategy. Just want to make sure that you're not left holding a big account with all tax-deferred accounts making up your retirement plan when you're ready to retire. Because what that means is when you go to withdraw money from that, you're going to be paying some hefty taxes there. Second way was taxes on your Social Security benefits. Again, most people are going to be taxed either 50% or 85% of those benefits, and that's going to be taxed on your ordinary income rate, something you need to be aware of. Some people are still shocked when they realize that they're going to get taxed on those benefits. Third way is taxes on RMDs. Again, tax planning will help address this and minimize, can never mitigate, but help minimize the amount there that you're going to have to pay. And the fourth way, taxes on those capital gains taxes. Now, capital gains are essentially they're the profit that you make from selling or trading a capital asset, right? These are the tax rates that apply to, say, a particular capital gain. You'll hear them as referred to as capital gains tax rates. And, of course, these depend on the type of the asset involved, your taxable income, and how long you hold that property, really, before it is sold. So, currently, the capital gains tax rates for long-term capital gains, which is assets held more than 12 months, more than 1 year, is at most 20%, John.
Yep, that's right. So let's add some more complexity to it. So you've got long-term capital gains tax at 0, 15, or 20.
Yeah.
Okay, 0 would be better, but a lot of that, there's a lot that goes into that. Now, if you've held those assets for less than a year, then that's short-term capital gains tax, which is your ordinary tax bracket. So in particular, if you're a higher income earner,
this is going to hurt.
And so, you know, one thing that folks can forget or may not know that you can do on capital gains on specific stocks inside a mutual fund, that you can pay that on it, even if there's no overall gain in a calendar year. So let's say the market's down and no one on your end is watching this. And so inside of that fund, a fund manager is buying a stock. They decide to sell it. There's been a gain. Guess what? You're going to pay capital gains tax on that, even though the fund may not have made money. This is why in a year where the market, again, was down, you may still get a tax bill. Now, I know the market's doing really well now, but that's something to really consider. Oh, yeah. A lot of folks have experienced that, unfortunately.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of folks experienced that in 2022, where they were probably scratching their head wondering, why am I getting this tax bill on this? So if you're just joining the conversation, welcome. I'm Ben Christie with John Maxson. You're listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies. Thanks for tuning in as we're discussing four ways that taxes could wreck your retirement. So continuing the discussion on taxes on capital gains specifically, one of the strategies that we look at with clients is it's called tax loss harvesting. Now, according to the U.S. News, tax loss harvesting is simply a no-brainer. The basic idea here behind tax loss harvesting is to offset those taxable investment gains. John, this is not a bad strategy.
No, it's not. And I think the thing that I want folks to understand about taxes across the board is, again, there's many strategies. Some of these are going to be more prominent for others than for some folks. But getting an understanding of how all these strategies can apply to you is important. But, you know, Ben, this tax loss harvesting, it can be a really good strategy in cases where people have been very successful with certain stocks. They have a gain. They want to take part of that gain off the table, especially in a volatile market. They know that if they take part of the gain off the table, then they're going to incur a tax on that gain. So paying a tax on the gain is a whole lot better than taking a loss, in my opinion. But right. You can offset that in some situations with tax loss harvesting. And one of the benefits of tax loss harvesting is certainly lowering your tax bill for the year. But sometimes just as important as what you do with your money, you are freed up. One thing we'd recommend is rebalancing your portfolio if your asset allocation has gotten off, and to balance things out. And if there's a particular asset class, for example, that's gone up, you know, nicely for the year, you may want to rebalance that a little bit.
So this morning we're looking at four ways taxes can wreck your retirement. And again, there's so many other specific examples we could give, but the four ways that we've looked at this morning, we'll just hash these out again. First way was through tax deferred retirement plans, right? Don't be left holding a lot of money in your 401k, your IRA, because you could be having a hefty tax bill that will follow that. Second way was taxes on your Social Security benefits. Again, this is something that some folks don't recognize until they're already getting that tax bill and realizing that it had bigger implications than they realized. Again, we talked briefly about this tax implication can trigger higher Medicare premiums. So there's a lot that goes into this. This is, again, why we continue to reiterate, do your tax planning now. Find someone who can sit down with you and walk this through. Third way was those taxes on required minimum distributions. Again, tax planning ahead of time helps put a game plan that will minimize this for you. And then fourth was taxes on capital gains. Now, we believe taxes are one of those key areas in retirement to make sure you have a plan for. Because without a solid tax plan that includes or certainly considers some of the strategies that we talked about today, like Roth conversion, like tax loss harvesting, QCDs that John mentioned, health savings account, which we didn't really talk about, but again, there's another opportunity that you need to look at, because these missed opportunities could result in you having a bigger tax burden than you really should. We're trying to help you avoid unnecessary taxes.
Yeah, and so what would it mean to you and your family to actually reduce the amount that you're going to need to pay or you're going to be required to pay in those investable assets and taxes? There are tax strategies available, and the bigger question often comes down to what option or strategy is actually right for you and your family situation.
That's right. And we encourage you to get a tax savings analysis that we've done for hundreds and hundreds of families here in Middle Tennessee at Beacon Capital Management. This analysis is no cost to you, and it will show you the different tax savings strategies that are available to you. We'll look at the ones that you're comfortable with and the ones that are best for your situation. It's an easy process, no pressure. We get some basic information from you about your retirement portfolio, and we run it through our analysis process.
Yep, and we'll explore what you might do right now to reduce your tax bill later on. We'll also see if we can save you money on fees that you're currently paying. What you could learn literally could save you tens of thousands of dollars and maybe potentially more, and put that money back in your family's pocket. Reach out to us 615-488-9303 to learn more or to schedule your free tax savings analysis. That number one more time, 615-488-9303.
Well, our time is up for this week. We hope this discussion on the four ways taxes could wreck your retirement has given you some things to think through. We want to get retirement right for you. And so we strongly recommend that you seek a financial professional you can trust to help you retire well. If we can help answer any retirement questions or talk to you more about a comprehensive approach to retirement planning, you can always reach us at 615-488-9303 or go to our website. That's beaconcm.com, beacon, C as in cat, M as in Mary.com. Until next week, I'm Ben Christie here with John Maxson from Beacon Capital Management. Thanks for listening to Beacon Retirement Strategies on SuperTalk 99.7. And remember that peace of mind in retirement requires a plan.
Investment advisory services offered through Beacon Capital Management, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Beacon Capital Management, LLC is not affiliated with any other entity referenced in this broadcast. This is for general information only and is not intended to provide specific investment advice or recommendations for any individual. Investing involves risk, including potential loss of principal. Insurance products and services are offered through Beacon Insurance and Health, LLC, Beacon Insurance, an affiliate of Beacon Capital. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing carrier. This radio show is a paid placement.